Today's daf is Nedarim daf Ayin Beis. As we continue in the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim, all about halachas of hafara of the Baal, hafara of the father. So it says the Gemara at the two dots on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. Iboilahu, gerishin kishtika damye o kahakama damye. We know that the father, the husband, have a right to either keep the vow in place as it is, to strengthen the vow, so to speak, to be making the vow, to make it stand up, or to get rid of it, to be mefer the vow. So the question is, if they're beferish, if they explicitly do one of those two, fine, you know what happened. But what happens if, as our Mishnah has been discussing, what happens if he's megarish his wife? The arusa. He's megarish, he's arusa. And then, he, as we'll see, or someone else, remarries her that day, as the discussion that we've had in our Mishnah. Do we say that the gerishin itself could be called a hakama? Because after all, he knows that after he divorces his wife, if he does not gonna take her back, that divorce basically is ending the possibility of getting rid of this neder. So, do we say that the gerishin itself has some elements of hakama? That's the question. Ibailu gerishin kishtika damye o kahakama damye. Is gerishin considered like nothing, like a shtika, and therefore if your husband is shosek, that he later on could do either or, so if he remarries her, o kahakama damye, or is it like a hakama? Again, it might be somewhat of an unusual question, given that didn't Shmuel just say that that's exactly what our mission is talking about? Right, we had that last time on yesterday's daf, in the name of Shmuel, but as we'll see later on, you're right. According to Shmuel, the Arbishta would be a raya, that it would be considered shtika, not hakama, but we're not going in Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah. Remember, Shmuel had a Misorah that the Mishnah was Davka talking about that type of case, that the first Aris had heard about it, but not everyone, the Ran and the Rashba, will say later on today's daf, that not everyone had that Misorah, and in a chinami, according to Shmuel, it would be a raya. But either way, that's the Gemara's question. What is Gerisha considered? Kishtika damye, o kahakama damye. The language of the Ran on the bottom is, Mishum, tekiven de yada aris, de labasar gerishin, lo matzi mefer, since the aris knows that after he divorces his arusa, he will no longer be able to be mefer it in that state, v'lo hefer kodem gerishin, and he wasn't made for it before gerushin. He could have at that moment, but he didn't. Keman de ukme lenidra dami. It's as if he was mokemit. It's as if he did a real hakama. Kihechi da amrinan, so that we would say the mechilo hefer biyom shmua keman de ukme dami. So do we consider that a hakama or not? That's the shiloh. Lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? Whether it's a shtika or a hakama. Kigocha nadra vishama baila vigirsha. The Baal heard about it. She made an eder. Baal heard about it, and then he divorced her via hadra b'yome. And then he returned her, he took her back on that same day. So, I amar mar kishtika dami, if we say that the gerishin is like a shtika, so masi meferla. So he can be made for it now that he is in the second erusin that he has with this woman. The I amar mar kahakama dami, but if you say it is like a hakama, lo masi meferla, that it's finished, he can no longer be made for it. That's the shaila of the Gemara. The Ran points out that, related to what we discussed yesterday from the Nemuki Yosef and others, the Ran points out, why does the Gemara give the example of that he himself was Machzer Grushaso and not someone else? Why does it give only him? So, because the Rashba says, Ran says, is La Davka. It's just common for that to occur. Maybe he got into a fight that he wants to take her back. The Rivash and the Tshuva in some Tav Samach Beis says no, like in the Muki Yosef yesterday. It said this, so maybe this is Brisa, or the Gemara's formulation is wants to be Lekuli Alma, not getting into issues of violation of Havchana of the 3 months. So that is why it says Vahaja Biome, he himself was Machzer Biome, even though the Ran in both places was not bothered by the Diuk to try to say that maybe somebody violated. Someone pointed out also on yesterday's Mishnah, maybe the passive Lashon, Nisgarsha, the Mukhi Yosef is bedayik that it's not a lachadchila lashon. It could just be passive because the focus of the Mishnah is on the father, what the father or what the baler is able to do. So that's the focus. It's just focusing on the passiveness of what he sees in front of him, and then he, the father, the baal, are able to do what they need to do in terms of mefer and makeup. So it's not a foolproof diuk, and maybe that's why the other Rishonim are not bothered by it. But here it talks about the husband himself, and that is why the Rishonim here discuss the Farish, whether that is bedafka or not. The Isra of Machzer Grushaso, which is quoted in Parshas Kiseitse, and there's an Isra d'Araisa in a case where someone married in between, here the Isra d'Araisa, is counted as a lo sase in the Torah, by the Moni HaMitzvahs. Not an ase, just a lo sase. Right, there's no mitzvahs ase, according to the Rav and the Chiddich, to remarry a woman that one divorced. There's just a lo sase. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Gerushin, Hamagarish is ishto. Perek yud aleph halacha yud beis. Hamagarish is ishto. V'niskadsha la'acher. Man divorces his wife, and even if she's just miskadeshes to another, afal pishalo barla ne'esra ala rishon. That's already the isra machzer grushaso. Right, if somebody's machzer grushaso, acharei asher hu tama'a. That's even without a bia, even with just an erusin. V'mechzira harishon uba'ala. And if the first one took her back and lived with her, loke. He gets Malkus. He's not allowed to. So even though he did it, we force him, and the marriage worked, right? There was Tfisas Kiddushin, but we would force him to get divorced. Zinas im acher, kashi grusha. The Rambam says, based on the Gemara though, what if she was Mizane when she was a grusha? So then, harizim muteras laksa labayla. There's no isra created there. She could still be muteras labayla. Shneamar v'yatzami beisov alchav aysal ishacher. It's only if she marries somebody in between. But if she was mizana in between, so then she is not asura to her first husband. Havayasa v'hais v'halcha v'haisal ishacher. The diak is havayasa ishacher. She a kiddushin. He shoseras osa abayla lachzar lo. That is the Rambam based on the Gemara that if there's a marriage in between, meaning even erusin, that's a problem. If there's znus in between, so that does not create a problem if the woman is not married when she is involved in that. And then the Rambam adds, ubichla lav zeh, included in this lav, and the Renose Kalim and the Sefer Achinah quote also, the Ramban counts this as more than one, but the Rambam counts it as one big avera, ubichla lav zeh, shekalisha shazines tachas baila. What if a woman is bezana while she's married? This is the source, the Isra labaila. Right, that she becomes Nasra. Nasra al-Baila v'loke al-Leha. Sh'ne'emar achrei asher hu tama'a v'hari nitma'a. So this Isra applies to a woman who gets remarried after she got divorced. The husband cannot marry her again. And even if she's still married, if she's mezana, it does not apply to the case of znus after divorce. That does not apply. But this is the case, it's also called the Isra of Sota. Ela imkein ha'isa eishes Yisrael sh'nensa. As we know, the only case that does not create Isser is an Ashes Yisrael that was raped. She could go back to her husband, because that's not a Surah Labayla, right? If it's an Ashes Kohen Shenansa, Rahman al Islam, that's one of the tragic cases that she is a Surah Labayla, even though it was an Ones. Lefichach. Therefore, says the Rambam, Kal Isha Shenansa al Baila, Ayide Kinoi Vestira, Im Ba'al Osa, Makedoso Makas Mardus. What does that mean? Isur Sota, so the Nosei Kalim explained, if she was Mizana, Bivadai, Zinei Stachas Baila, that she's Chai, there's an Isur Malkus. But if the woman is Nasra, Al Misafek, Sota, Kinui Vestira, Imbalo Solagno Solagas, Mardus, Vimavar Vechzira, Cheshagirsha, Yotzei Beget. So that is this Isur of Machzir Grusha. So this Sefer Achinuch writes in Kiseitse, that the message, part of the message of Machzer Grushaso is, it looks like Hachlafas Nashim. Like the Mitzrayim used to do, they used to switch their wives, you take my wife tonight, and then we'll switch tonight, and then we'll do this, we'll do that. It's smacks of Znus. Smacks of Znus. Even though technically they're married, and then they get divorced, they marry someone else, then they go back. Smacks of Znus, says the Sefer Achidach, and that's why it is Usr. The Isser of Machzer Grushaso La'achar Shed Nisarsa. Even if she was only Nisarsa, for sure, if she had Nisuin with the other man, but tznus doesn't have an effect. So again, back to the Gemara. The Gemara says gerushin is the bayi of the Gemara. Gerushin is like shtika or gerushin is like hakama. And the Gemara gives the nafkamina of whether, if he takes her back, can he then be make him again? There are other nafkaminas, the achronim point out, and they wonder why the Mishnah only mentioned one of them. The Maharsham discusses, L'daz harishonim asovrim, sha'achrei hakama shel baal ein chacham yachal lahatir, there is a machlokes rishonim. Where if the husband is makim, could the woman go be matirit al yidei chacham? So some rishonim say after hakama the chacham cannot be matir. After shtika, then the chacham can be matir. So maybe that's a nafkamina, right? If she could go be matir after the gerushin. If it's shtika, the chacham cannot be matir the neder. If it's hakama, the chacham cannot be matir the neder. What's the lumdis? We might have mentioned this a couple of days ago. The beautiful lumdis is that there's a difference between shtika and hakama. Even though both of them translate into non-hafara, and therefore if the day finishes, then the neder is fully intact, it cannot be gotten rid of, but still there's a difference between hakama and hafara. Hakama adds to the neder. Why would the chacham be able to be matir after shtika and not after hakama? Don't they both serve the same function? The answer is no. The result is the same for the neder. But really, there's a difference. When it comes to hakama, the husband was mechazik the neder. Now it is an unhafarable neder because it's so strong. Because the husband verified it, the husband averted it, the husband strengthened it, and therefore she'ela is a chacham won't help unless you do she'ela to the hakama, as we discussed a couple of days ago in the Gemara. But by shtika, shtika is not doing anything to the neder. Shtika is just removing the husband or the father's right. Right? Siluk zchus hafara. And for that, the chacham imatru, because it's still the same type of neder that it was originally, which the Rabbana gave power to be made for. So the Marsham discusses that nafkamina. Why did the Gemara mention that? But we'll leave it for now. The Gemara's nafkamina that it does mention is whether, after divorce, whether can the aris marry her and do it again. So Tashma, says the Gemara, let's try to see. Says the Gemara Tashma, quoting from what we had earlier. Amasai Amru, remember this was the Brisa discussing the Mishnah that we had back on Daf Ayin, the Mishnah of Nisrokna, of the Rishus flipping back to the husband, to the father, which was the koach that the father had over the husband, that it's totally nisrokna to the father. And you remember the Baal had his own power, that of Bagrus, that was the Mishnah on Daf Ayin. So Tashma, the Brisa explaining that Mishnah, Ein Masai Amru, Meis HaBaal, Nisrokna Rishus La'av. When do we say that when the husband dies, the father gets full Rishus? And remember we have the Machlokes, Beshama Beis Hillel, how far does this power go? So when do we say that it goes back to the father, Bizman Shalom Shama Habal, where the husband did not hear about it. O Shama the Hefer, or he heard about it, meaning, and then he died. Or he heard about it and it was Mefer, and then he died. O Shama Vishasak, or he heard about it and said nothing. Umeisbo Bayom. So in all these cases, we say Nisrokna, and it goes back to the Rishus of the father. V'i Amrit Gerushin Kishtika. And if we say that Gerushin is treated like Shtika, so why isn't that on this list? Damu listinami oshava vagirish. All these cases are cases where the father's going to get full rights, where the husband didn't hear about it, where he heard about it and it was mayfair or quiet. So why didn't it also say if he heard about it and he divorced his wife? If that's the same halacha applies to shasak, mi delotani hachi, from the fact that it did not say that shvami na gerushin kakama damu. So it seems like gerushin is like hakama in this regard. So the Gemara says no, maybe not. Ema Seifa, if you look at the next line, you have the exact opposite girsa. Ema Seifa, avalim shama v'kiyim. O shama v'shasak, if he heard about it and was v'kayim it. Or he was shama v'shasak, umeis biyom shel acharav, and he died the following day. He had a full day where he was not makim it. Ein yachal hafer. Then the father cannot be mefer, and you don't say nisrokna. So if Yamar Gershon Hakama Damu, and if you say Gershon is like Hakama, why isn't Gershon on the list in the Seifa then, in the Hakama type cases? Listeni, why did it say here too? Listeni Nami, O Shama V'Giresh. If it doesn't say that in the Sefer, it must be that Gershon is not like a Kama, it's like Shtika. So you have opposite Mashma'uyos from the Reisha and from the Sefer. Says the Gemara, it must be that you can't be Medayik anything from this Brisa. It must have been left out, but we don't know which one it would have been Dafkin, and which one it would have been Lav Dafkin, Eresha Dafka. If the Reisha is Dafka, meaning it should mean that the Gerishin is considered a Hakama, meaning it was Dafka left out of the Reisha. The Reisha gives all the examples that are not considered Hakama. So it was Dafka left out of the Reisha. So why isn't it in the Seifa? So Nasav Seifa, Mishum Reisha, which just writes the Seifa to list off the cases that would be parallel to the Reisha. But Lav Dafka, it was not left out on purpose. It was left out just for parallel reasons in Lashon, but really it should be in the Seifa. E Seifa Dafka, if the Seifa Dafka left it out, so it really should be in the Reisha. No, so Reisha Mishum Seifa. So either way, it was left out, but not for any way that we could be Medayik something from this Brisa. Okay, so that didn't work, so we continue. Tashma, so let us try now our Mishnah, right? That's why this is here. Nadra v'hiarusa, the Mishnah from yesterday. Nadra v'hiarusa v'nis garsha v'nis arso bobayom. The woman makes a neder when she is an arusa. And then she is nisgarish. And she is aris bobayom afil lamea, even 100 times. That's a busy day. Avia ubayla ha'achron v'fir nedareha. Her father and husband can be made for nedarim. The last arus can be made for. I wasn't there many gerushins beforehand. So shvami no gerusha kishtika damu. It must be gerushin is like shtika deika hakama damu. Because if you say it's like a hakama mi matzi mefer aris achron, then the aris achron would be all out of the picture. Nidre de ukim aris rishon. The aris achron would not be able to be do anything to the previous prior nidarim because there was a gerushin that took place. So it must be that the earlier gerushin is not considered that a hakama, and that's a raya to our ibaya, right? To that ibaya. Says the Gemara. Let's just finish up, and then we'll quote the Ran. Hakama eskina, no, maybe not. Maybe our mission is not a diak. Hakama eskina bishaloshama aris rishon. Maybe the first aris didn't hear about it. If the aris heard about it, and then he was megaresh, that would be a hakama, and the later aris would not be able to do anything. But our Mishnah is about a case where the first aris didn't hear about it, and that's not the question that we're dealing with. As we said, the Rashba points out, as we said, Shmuel did not say that Shmuel had a Mesora, like we saw yesterday, that our Mishnah is not only about this case. Shmuel said of the Mesora that he has is that Shama aris Rishon. So according to him, it would be a Raya, but the Gemara is saying maybe you could understand it differently. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if the Aris didn't hear about it, my Arya bo bayom, afilo la'achar mea yamim nami. What if, even if he didn't get Nis Aris that day? What if he, even after 100 days, even much later, wouldn't it be okay, wouldn't he be able to be Mefer? Look what we had yesterday, the Machlokas Achron, and what if you, as long as you marry today, do you have to hear about it? But either way, why does it have to be that day? Says the Gemara, Kishalo Shama Aris v'Shama Ha'av. The father heard about it today, even though the Aris did not. To Bo Bayomu, to Matzi Mefer, Ava Mikan Ve'ech Lo Matzi Mefer. That's why you're stuck on today, because of the father, not on the husband. It's not 100%, but it sounds very much like the Shita of the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah points out that this last line of the Gemara sounds like the Rambam. What's the Rambam? What Shita of the Rambam? That the father and the husband, in a case of Arison, have to be Mefer on the same day. Right? We don't say that, oh, if one heard about it today and one heard about it in a month from now, as long as they each respectively are Mefer it on the day that they hear about it, that is good enough. The Rambam does not say that. The Rambam says Beferish, that they have to hear about it the same day. There's an extra phrase in the Torah, Biyom Shamo, and we're Medayik, that is when they have to be Mefer. The Rambam says, and Hilchos Adar, I think we mentioned this once before also. Halamadata, says the Rambam. Let me read it from the beginning of the halacha. Yud Beis Yud Zayin. Nara Marasa Shenadra V'Shama Aviyah V'Hefer La. Ula Achar Yamim Shama Ha'arus V'Hefer B'Yom Shamo. Ein Zemufar, says the Rambam. Doesn't work. We would have said it works. What do you mean? They each heard about it. They each would make for the day that they heard about it. Says the Rambam, doesn't work. It's not fair? Okay, it's not fair. What could you do? Shenamar vim heini avio sub yom shamo, vigomer, vim hayosi ela ishun udare olao, vishama isha bi yom shamo. So that Biyom Shamo is referring to the same Biyom Shamo as the first section in the Torah. Remember, we mentioned there are three parts in the beginning of in Parshas Matos. You have the section of the single girl, and then we have the next section of the Arusa, as we understand it, and then the Nesua. So it says, the Psukim, Vimheini Avia Osa Biyom Shamo, that's the father in section one, and then it says, Vim Ayosi Elish, Vishavisha Biyom Shamo. So we say the Rambam understands that as the same Biyom Shamo. Halamadata Sha'acha Shefer Ha'av, Vishama Ha'aris, Ainze Mefer Biyom Shamoa, Hareze Mefer Biyom Shamoa Ha'av. The Huadin, the opposite, Im Shama Arus, the Hefer, Viachar Kama Yam Im Shama Ha'av, the Hefer Biyom Shamo, She'ena Mufar. Doesn't matter what order they heard it in, father or Arus, but it has to be the same day. Uminayim Shebedara Marasa Kasim Adaber, that's what we had earlier, Shari Omer, Lamata Vibesi Shana Dara, Vishavishav Echrishla, that's Dafka Bat Nisuin, Michla She'isha Ha'amar Lamala, Arus, Kamosha Bi'arnum. The Lech Mishnah says, it sounds that way from the Dara Mayim base, because you read this line of, why did it say Bo Bayom for the Aris to be made fair? Because the father heard about it today. So what? The father heard about it today. But the Aris didn't hear about it today. Sounds like if the Aris heard about it today, if the father heard about it today, then the Aris has to not only have Arisid today, but also be made for it today, hear about it today. That is the diak of the Lechem Mishnah. The Arsameach on that Rambam is not so convinced, but either way, that is an important Ha'ara. Period. The Ran here says that the Gemara is mashma, that if the Aris Rishon heard about the Neder, the Aris Sheni is, like we have, Sheni can only be made for it that day too. If the Aris Rishon heard about it, that was the Havamina of the Gemara. And then the answer was, Bishaloshama Aris Rishon. Says the Ran, that Diak, Ulahachi, if you look in the middle of the skinny lines of the Ran, Ulahachi Tana Bo Bayom, La Ashmeinon de Gerisha Kishtika Damian, that was the Havamina. De Ishmia de Avi, if it's because anything regarding the father, my Rabuse Kiktani Bo Bayom. So the Ran is Vedaik and the Poskim wonder about this. If the Aris Rishon hears about the Neder, does the Aris Sheni only have that day to be made for it? If he didn't hear about it, so then it relates to the father. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Lama Dalet, Sif Yud Zayin, he's not so convinced of needing this. Reish Lama Dalet, Sif Yud Zayin, Nadra Vihi Arusa, Umeis Ha'arus, Bein Kodem Shmiya, Bein La'achar Shmiya, Vishama Ha'av, Vachazra, and the father heard about it. Vachazra V'Nitzar Saboba Yom, Afilu Kama Pa'amim, Ha'av, Ha'arus, Ha'achron, Mifir Nidareha. So it works as the Mishnah says. What if the Aris heard about it? The Aris died, and the father did not hear about it today. And then she had Aris into others. And then they both hear about it a week later. Even if the Aris Rishon hears about it, and then he dies, then that day is not Nikva, says the Shulchan Aruch, it is okay, even if it's 2 weeks later. And the question is, the Ran seems to say here that you get a different mashmos from the Gemara. So some Achronim suggest, interestingly, maybe there's a difference between when she becomes a Grusha, or whether she becomes an Almana. If the Aris dies, so then we say, it's easier for then, there's more flexibility, and it can be 2 weeks later. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. Our Gemara is talking about Gerushin. Maybe there's a difference between Nisrokna when it comes to Gerushin and when it comes to Misa. Some Achronim suggest, I saw in the Biuri Hadath, when it comes to Gerushin, it's more limited. Why? Because there the Aris really, Aris Sheni really has to stand in place of the Aris Rishon. The Aris Rishon is still alive. He's the Megaresh. He's still noted as the Megaresh. He's still around, and therefore, if you don't hear about it that day, so then it could be a problem. But if he dies, so then all the power goes to the father. There's no stand-in right now for the Aris Rishon directly. And therefore, there can be more flexibility in terms of what's allowed when he dies. Okay, last try to try to prove this question that we have been dealing with. Again, whether Gerish is Kishtika Damye or Kakama Damye. Tashma, four lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Nadra Bo Bayom. What happens if she makes a neder that day? Girsha vehechzira bo bayom. He divorces her, and then he's machzir her that day. Ain yachal hafer. Beferish, if he takes her back, Right? It cannot be made for Shvami no Gersha Kakama Damu. Isn't this the favors that Gersha is Kakama, and therefore, even if he takes her back, he marries her again on that day, doesn't work. Amri Hacha Benesuaskinan. No problem. That Bryce is talking about Nesua. That's why he, if he has nisuin with her and then divorces her, so then that doesn't work. Why? The father is out of the picture. As we said, the father is out of the picture by bagrus or by nisuin. So why can't the husband now be mefer? Mishum deina baal mefer bekodmin. Because a baal, nisua, cannot be mefer bekodmin. The darim that occurred earlier. An arusa can be made for bekodmin. That's the whole idea of an arusa and a father coming together. But nesua cannot be made for bekodmin, says the Gemara, and that's why that brisa is different. Says the I mentioned a nesua can't be. The Ron points out that it can be nesuin in either marriage. Look at the last few skinny lines in the Ron. Amri Acha b'Nesua Askinon. La'olameim alachat the Gersha k'shtika dami. And really, Gersha can be like shtika, and therefore you'd be able to do akama afterwards. V'achai notayma b'shivdim b'Nesua Askinon. O b'tchila, o basof. Either one. Either of the marriages. Mishum hachi lo matzi mefer, deinamal mefer b'kodmin. The Baal cannot be mefer for nedarim from earlier. So therefore, says the Ron, Hilkach, I arusa b'tchila b'nesua basof. If she was a nesua now at the end, he can't be mefer because now she's a nesua. Can't be mefer b'kodmin from before nesuin. And if she was originally a nesua, and now she's an arusa, he, nami lo matzi mefer. Tekivach and nises, once she became a nesua, the first time, paka le av. The father's out, va'aris, eidu yachala hafe, ala b'shutfes, and the aris can only be made for those that darm from beforehand with shutfes, and therefore, it is finished. So this is a ba'aya delo ifshita, and the Ron quotes a machlokas rishonim, what the maskan is, what are we paskin? The Ramban says, because it's a ba'aya delo ifshita, as you would have expected, you're not tinan l'chumra, that gerushin is kahakama. And after Gerishin, the Aris cannot, or any other Aris cannot be Mefer, where she makes a ned there. But the Rashba, the Talmud of the Ramban, is not so convinced. It's a Baya Delo Ifshita from here. But remember, we quoted Shmuel yesterday, as we said. And according to Shmuel, it's a Baya De Ifshita, that Gerishin is Kishtika Damye. And who says the Gemara, we shouldn't focus on Shmuel? Ifshita Lemi Memer to Shmuel. Says the Rashba. V'kiva de Shmuel amar hachi lo shavkinan my de pshita le Shmuel mishun de my de staf geluhu b'gemara. Beautiful line of the Rashba. Right? Just because the Gemara is not sure, Shmuel is sure. And therefore, that is why we could paskin that way. Then he goes into, why did the Gemara bring in Shmuel? V'chitema imken my time lo pashtinan v'ayan mimimimim de Shmuel. Why didn't we focus on Shmuel? Ika lememar, tibi masisa no mi masnisa boi la mifshita v'lo mememar damo rai. We wanted to have fun, the beferish rai and a Mishnah and a Braisa. Yes, that was Shmuel's understanding of the Mishnah. But we wanted to find the Mishnah or a Braisa. And he quotes, we had this once before in this Pesachta. We had it. Not that the Ron quoted it in the Masechta. We quoted it from a Tosfos in Maseches Yuma. But here the Ron says it about that Gemara. Which Gemara? An Ein Bein Amudar. Back in the fourth parak, Lamed Hayam Abeis, where we have the Ibaya of whether the Kohanim, when they bring Karbanos, are they our Shlichim or are they Hashem Shlichim? Shluchei Derachman or Shluchei Didan? And the Gemara does not have an answer here. It's a Baya de Lo Ifshita. Even though, if you look elsewhere, it is Chufshat, right? We have this back, if you remember, on Lamed Hay Amud Beis. It is a Baya de Ifshita elsewhere, but the Ron also, I'm just looking now, the Ron did quote it there too. The Ron did quote it there too, on Lamed Hay Amud Beis. Still, Afilo Achi, we want to be poshted from a Mishnah or a Braisa. Tosfos and Yuma, Daf Yutes, also quoted that as well. So, different days, Machlokas, Rishonim, who we paskin like here. If you look in the Chashuke Chemed, once we're talking about whether Gerishin is a Hakama, he asks a great question. The following case. The woman makes a neder that she is not going to eat cake anymore. Maybe she needs to lose a couple of pounds. So, Isha Shana, or she thinks she has to lose a couple of pounds. Isha Shanadra neder, Va'amra, Ugos, you Asuros, alaikakonam. Cake should be asked to me. The husband hears about the neder and says, Mitsuyan ani et asher. That's great, I'm going to save money. Kilo et starech, lik no dugos. Me'acher vehem asuras l'rayati. That's amazing, but I'm not going to have to buy any cake because it's asur. So the shaila is, Is that a hakama? Is that serious or is that sarcastic or is that joking? Ka'esi wrote to Lechalugos, Abali Nolafanenu. If the husband is here, we could have asked him. But maybe the husband is not here, the husband left, that she wants to eat a piece of cake. V'lo baralanu imhaisa kavanaso l'kayim es aneder. We don't know if he had kavanah to be mekayim. V'his kavein bidvarav shuhu mi'unyan b'neder. Very good. I'm going to save some money. V'yaz nechshav l'akama. Lom roshalo amar b'fiv lashon mifureshes shel hakama. Right? Even though he didn't say b'feirish lashon of hakama, still, it would be good enough. Like here, the Gemara suggests even Gerushin could be a Hakama. Or we'll have next week, the Dara Mayin Tes, Bez Hashem, Kiyem Belibo Kiyem, the Yalfidan Mishtika, the Yom Shamo, Shehima Kayemes, the Kivishav Yom Shpiva Lohefer, Golidaite, Shirotze, Bekiyuva Shalaneder, so too it says in Shulchan Aruch, therefore the Baal doesn't have to be Favorish be Mefer. Or do we say no? Shem Eloisa Kavadasa Baal Elol Bidichusa. He's joking. He's like, oh great, wonderful, I'll save some money. Ki hu oi vesishto, umutr lami b'china refui lech alugos. She could eat cake, v'umasar l'sigufim shalai. He doesn't want to put her in a bad state. And he had no kavana to be making the nether. So, what is the shalai? So he goes through the sugi of Varim Shebelev. We had a tosfas in Ksupis and in Kiddushin about the three different types of cases. Where it's mefurish, what's Varim Shebelev, what's Belev Kaladam. That's totally Varim Shebelev, somebody that just needs gili das. And other issues, he goes through many of the sugyas, and at the end he says, Lefi Dvar Voleh, she says, even according to our Gemara, there's still a maisa that took place here. Yesh begerishin hachlata shelo lahafer es haneder. Right, the gerishin in our Mishnah, you want to compare this to our case, in our Gemara. By gerishin, he is consciously not being mefer. So is that called a hakama? Because, you know, he's being Megarish, or maybe he knows he's going to be Ma'aris again. So, but he's definitely doing a Maisa. Elasha Safiku Ula Yesh Bishtika Gambish Machshava Chiyuvit Shalakama. Umishim Shalo Huchlat Anamachmiriv Orem Shagama Achlatol Lol Hafer Gamzue Akama. Umameli Yef Shalahafer. Because we know he did something. But here, who knows? Al Kpiza Nirish Bishela Seinu. She's Safik im Kavanas Abal Shamar Aniyat Asher Hayala Hakim. Right, by Gerishin, he was. It's more weighted. So here we're not sure. Belishim Kavan, it's a Safik in Umdana. Ein Kandvarm Shabaliba Belev Kaladam Shakavanas Milam Elo Hayala Hakam. It's not clear that these words would be for a Hakama. And he says Safik Umdana, Lo Havi Umdana. Meaning, therefore, it's not a Hakama, and the Baal could be Mayfair. Afterwards. The husband's not here right now. So he says, the chacham can be matel lechadchila, v'yitachet sha'af ha'bal yachal ha'hafer, v'tzarachi in ladina. So she could definitely go to a chacham, or the baal could also be made for, he thinks, tzarachi in ladina, but that's our cake shiloh for the day. A couple of days ago, remember we spoke about on a diet, how much does she have to lose. Either way, lemaisa, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, top of base. Derech Talmidei Chachamim. It's the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. Ad Shalo Aisa Bito Yotza Meetzlo. Before their daughter leaves their Rishus. Omer Lo. The Talmud Chacham says to his daughter, he doesn't want her to run into problems of Mefer Bekodman. And therefore, he wants to make sure she leaves open and free. Omer Lo. Kol Nadarim Shana Darte Betoch Beisi Harehe Mufarin. The father says, any nether that you've ever taken in my house is Mufar. So, you're free. V'cheina baal, atchilotikar, is the reshuso. Also, the husband does this. Before he does nisuin, omerla, he says to her, kol nadarim shenadarta, atchilotikar, tzila reshusi, all nadarim that you made before, k'nisa l'reshusi, harhein mufarin, shemishitikar, is the reshuso, eno yachal lahafer, because they know. The husband knows, right? Ran this kisa l'reshuso, he cannot be made first. This is the derech that the fathers and the husbands take so that they don't run into problems later. The Rambam quotes this in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam quotes this halacha, the hachraza of the Baal. And we'll have a diak of the achronim in a minute. But let's read the Rambam first. The Rambam in Yud Aleph Chaf Aleph. V'cheina Baal. Before the nisua takes place, he says to her, "Konadarim shenadarta misha erastich ad shlotikansi b'toch beisi. All nadarim that you have made since you have been my arusa until now, Harehein mufarin. Shehabal mefer nidre ishtar av bishlosha ma'osam. As we'll talk about by the Shem in a minute. Because the Baal can be mefer nidarim. That's what the Rambam says. But if you medayik the language of the Rambam says, unlike the Mishnah says, Achelot tikkun is the Rishusi. All nadarim that you have made until you go into my Rishus, until Nisuin. The Rambam says, all nadarim that you've made in the time of Erisin. Why doesn't he mention the ones from even before Erisin? Right, the halacha of Ein Baal Mefer Bekonmin is only by a Nisua, not by an Arusa. Right, so why does he leave that out? That's the question of the Bach. The Bach wonders, why does the Rambam limit it? Reish Lamed Daled Sif Yud. Why does the Rambam say the Vikla Tamua? Amashakas of Rabbeinu. Kodadam Shadatam Mei She'er Asichim Mufarm. Demashma Avo Mikodem She'er Salo. Sounds like he can't do the ones before it, Baalasa. But it's not true. Because it doesn't sound that way from the Mishnah. And the Rambam himself, quotes otherwise. So Vutema. So, two possibilities. The Bach first one says it's Lav Dafka. Maybe that was just that was the gears of the Rambam had in the Mishnah. But not that, it was really Halacha. Venir Shekach Isa Girsasa Mishnah. Vachi Mashma Vipirsha Rambam Bemishnah. If you look in the Pirsha Mishnayas. Vyavagab Daras Befer Beshutfis, Avadab Shinadra Kodam Shinasarasa, Lotzanan, Kodam Shinadarta, Chitagasa Rishusi. Because the Tana holds, if the Talmud Chacham did it, right before he gave his daughter over to Erisin, then there's nothing left. That's why. It didn't have to be done. Not that it couldn't be done. That's the first daya in the Bach. We should desvirle letana de masisa, de mistam avadai, ki hechi de derach tamar chacham, lomar labito, kolem shetikaris lechop al adlon adar shenajam dog beso, just like it's the derach of the tamar chacham, so it was the derach of the husband. So it must be, if we're talking about tamid chachamim here, so that the husband doesn't have to do anything before Erisin, because it was already done by the father. One. But then the Bach says, maybe not. Maybe this is different. Even though we know the halacha is that by an arus is made for bekodmin, maybe that's only about nedarim that he knows about. Even though the Gemara is going to say that someone can be made for nedarim even if he doesn't know about it, but maybe the halacha of kodmin is only what he knows about. Va'od efshar liyashiv harambam, says the Bach. The svirulei da aval yachol lahafer aval bishlo shama v'lom demi mas nisan tahaki de meifer aval bishlo yada nedareha v'lo shama leiz adaver nadra hashda lefize mistavra. And you got to figure out the logic. We have to sit on this logic, right? Dafka benedarim she nadra mishen es arsa de basler shuso bemixas hasam udiyachol lahafer aval bishlo shama aval mashe nadra mikam mishen es arsa lo mistavra diyachol lakishlo shaman lachitzam mishe erastich. Lefi Girsaso. You're right. All things being equal, it can be made for Bekodmin, but that's only if he knows about it. Here, the Chiddush is even if he doesn't know about it. So, for that, she had to at least have made the Neder in his Rishus. So, that's the important Chiddush of the Bach. Made for Bekodmin, only if he knows about it. What does the Talmud Chacham here mean? The Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. So the Shimon Kubetzes here says, in general, right, he's medaktik b'maisim, he's kasha b'maisav. The Tiferes Yisrael says, no, more to the point here. He knows the halachas of Nedarim. Derech Talmidei Chachamim of those who, right, the one line of the Tiferes Yisrael. She yodin hadin, she yicholon lahafer, afilo lo shamu. Talmidei Chachamim who know this halacha, that they can do this, they do this. It's the Derech of Talmidei Chachamim. How many times in Mishnah Torah does the Rambam quote this Derech Talmidei Chachamim? A number of times. Twice positively. And one time in the negative. The Rambam quotes it here. Derech Talmidei Chachamim in Hilchos Adarim. He also quotes it in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam quotes the Derech of a Talmidei Chacham, also based on Chazal. Perek Yudalid, Halacha Aleph, says the Rambam, talking about different types of Ona. Right, as we know, the Gemara Ksubis, Kol Ish Ve'ish Lefi Kocho Kefi Malachto, depending on a person, depending on his profession, as the Gemara spoke about, the camel drivers and the donkey drivers and the sailors, the Chulu, and then the Rambam says, Talmidei Chachamim Onasan Palachas B'Shabbos, Mipnei Shetalmid Torah Matish Kochan V'Derech Talmidei Chachamim, there's the phrase, L'Shamesh Mitasan Mili Shabbos L'Lili Shabbos. They come out the whole week in yeshiva, right, in the days of old. They come back on Fridays, so, and Talmud Chacham, and Talmud Torah is weakens them, so, the Derech of a Talmud Chacham to be with their wives, mi leili Shabbos le leili Shabbos. That's what Derech Talmud Chacham says the Rambam in those days when the Mitzias was, the Talmud Chacham learning the whole week. If you look in Hilchos Shechinim, the Rambam also quotes, Another, Derech Talmud Chacham, in Perek Yud, the Rambam quotes regarding the responsibilities of the Talmud Chacham regarding taxes, regarding doing Shmirah in the city, regarding all these sugyas from Baba Basra, and other types of taking part, Kal HaDvarim Shetzrichim L'Shmiras Ha'ir, all the different items that are needed to guard the city. Where in the days of old, again, where they used to do this physically, lochin mikol anshei ha'ir v'afilu min ha'yisomim chutz v'tamid ha'chamim l'fi she'ein ta'tamid ha'chamim tzrichin shmira ha'torah shamrasan aval atikin drachim barachovos afilu min ha'chamim im kolam yotzim sachnam ba'atzvot. If everybody's going out to fix the roads and fix the bridges, they should have the rabbi still learning Torah. Lo yatzu tamid ha'chamim imahem. Why? She'ein derech tamid ha'chamim, it's in the negative, lehizdal zel mifnei ama'aretz. Right, there are certain behaviors that we shouldn't make our rabbis and our leaders be involved in. Even if everybody's doing something, we should take away the shovel. Right, we should take away the that they shouldn't have to be involved in this hard, heavy labor. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos doesn't use the language of derech tamid chachamim, but one should be aware. If you've never gone through the parak, it's a beautiful parak to go through in Hilchos Deos Parak Hay, where the Rambam discusses how a chacham has to be nikar in all areas of his life, and it's good for us to take this even if we're not tamid chachamim. You have to follow this type of behavior. Kishashem shah chacham. Says the Rambam, nikar b'chachmaso u'b'deyosav, just like a chacham is nikar in his chachma, in his opinions, v'hu muvdal bahen mishar ha'am, and he is separated from the rest of the nation in terms of chachma and deya, kaftar she nikar b'maysav, he also has to be nikar in all of his actions, b'ma'achalo, in how he eats, u'b'mashkeyu, how he drinks, u'b'b'ilaso, u'b'asiyas trachav, u'b' even going to the bathroom, u'b'diburo, u'b'hilucho, u'b'malbusho, u'b'chilkul dvarav, u'b'maso, u'b'matano. Basically, in all areas of life, a chacham, and as the Mishnah says in one place, right, we should all make ourselves into a Talmud Chacham in this regard. All of his actions should be on a higher plane. They should be perfected. They should be focused. They should be, people should look at a Talmud Chacham and say, wow, very nice. He is a Malach Hashem Savakos. Kesa, then he goes into each one of them. Lo yehe gargaran ela ochel machla relav resgufo. He shouldn't be a glutton. He shouldn't always stuff his face. Right, what's the Aveira? Right, whatever, so I'm eating a ton. Right, the Talmud Chacham would say, what's the problem? I made a bracha on this. No, you shouldn't totally fill yourself. And people will look at you like, wow, he's eating a lot. When he eats, how he eats, and what he eats, and where he eats, and what he drinks, and how he's with his wife, and how he conducts himself in business. All of these things are for a Talmud Chacham. Tzinias gedola noagat Talmud Chacham ba'atzman, in the bathroom, even in private, right? We shouldn't be screaming. The Rambam says, Talmud Chacham lo yehei tzoeik v'tzaveach b'shaz diburo kibehemo sukachayos. We shouldn't be screaming. Maybe in a shir we scream. That's the only time. V'lo yagbiya kolo b'yoser ela diburo b'nachasim kol abrios. When you talk to people, should be balanced. Don't stand too far away from a person. Come close to a person. Right, quoting various types of Pirkei Avos, and he shouldn't go with Komas Akufa. Right, the Malbush of a Talmud Chacham. Right, all of this right here is in Parakei, all about the Derech of what a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be, and halavai we should all make ourselves and follow that pattern. Vayter, says the Gemara. Boy, Rami Barchama. Baal ma'u shiofer shalom bishmiya. Can a husband be made for nedarim even without hearing about the nedarim? The Ron says the question is really about, he doesn't even know about the nedarim. If he knows there were nedarim, he just didn't hear it, he finds out from a friend, he can definitely be made for. The shaila is, if he didn't hear about it, then he doesn't know about it. Vishama isha dafkahu, olav dafkahu. Is Vishama Isha, her husband. The husband hears about it. Is that Badafka? He has to hear about it or not? Omar Rava Tashma. Well, what about our Mishnah? Derech Tamid Chachamim, Achelo Yatzas Bito, Me Etzlo, Omar Lakon Adam Shadadadok Beisi, Ari Mufarin. Our Mishnah, right? The Gemara knows our Mishnah, right? So they're all Mufar. He says that before she leaves his house, Vahalo Shama. And the father didn't hear about it. And we're assuming it's the same thing. Father, husband, they have to hear about it. So you see, he didn't hear about it. Says the Gemara, Lichi Shama Huda Mefer. You're right, he's not really being Mefer there. He's just is when he hears, he's just saying that, but really when he hears about it, he'll be made for it a second time. So, im ken ki lo sham, alam alei lemeimer. So what's the purpose of saying what he's saying? So, hakamash malon, urche, the servant may rabban ala adure. No, he's saying this so that if she has any nedarim or other people remember any nedarim, it'll come up and now we'll find out about it. He says it not to be functional at that moment, but he says it in order to hopefully bring some nedarim to the table. Tashma that are hidden right now. Tashma miseifa. Okay, what about the next line? About the husband. V'chein abal. Atlo tikanis l'reshuso omer la. He says it. Hachanami damala l'chi shamana. Same thing. He's just saying it now because he wants to know if there's any that are available to be get rid of, but not that he's actually doing anything right now functionally. Tashma, let's try again. Next one. Ha'omer le'ishto. Somebody says to his wife. The mishnah that we'll have later in the parak. Ha'omer le'ishto kon adarim shetadu riyacha avo mokamploni. Any adar, man's taking a trip. So he says to his wife, any neder that you make until I come back from the trip, harehen kayamin. I'm a kayim there right now. Lo amar klum. You can't do that. The Mishnah says you can't be making something that doesn't exist. You have to latch onto it. It does not exist. So you can't latch onto it. Harehein mufarin. But if he wants to be made for them before they exist, that's a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer omer mefer. Mufar Eliezer says you could do that. Why? As we'll see. Because it's easier to prevent something from getting rid of something. So if you could get rid of it once it's there, you surely could prevent it from even starting. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, as the Mishnah is going to say. So, says the Gemara, Vahalo Shama. He for sure didn't hear about it. It didn't happen yet. So he didn't hear about it. So how does it work? So, Achanami, Da'amar, L'chi Shamana. So here too, right, he's not really being made for it now. He's saying when he hears about it, so then it'll basically kick in. Why does he say anything now? When he hears about it, let it be mefer. Savar dilma matridna hishaita. Maybe I'm going to be busy at that moment. I'm not going to be able to focus. So right now I'm saying that when I hear about it, it's going to be hufar. It's going to kick in. Then I'm doing the maisa hafara now with basically the chalos hafara later on when I hear about it. So again, it's no raya. We tried to bring the raya. The Ron says the raya wasn't only from Rebbe Lazar. It's from that whole Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar is only the one that says that it would work. But the yesoda, not hearing about it, seems to be even lekule alma. Why didn't it work in the resha of that Mishnah? The hakama. So the Rush says that there's an umdana that he does not really want to be make him all nedarim before they happen if he doesn't know about it. The Rush says it's an umdana. The Kimlan says the Rush right here in his commentary. Shalohaya belibo lekaimo shema tadur dvarim shehu mitzta'er. Maybe she's going to make nedarim that he's upset about. Ubo shalayim and be embarrassed about. Veino chaveis pekiyuman and he does not want them. Vahavi kamo neder b'taus. It's like a neder b'taus. You think you're being make him, but he's not really being make him right now. So the Rush says here that it wouldn't work. But the yesod is that really it's a darish lo balaolam. That it's not, how could you be making something that doesn't exist? As we said before, the lumdis. When you do akama, you're strengthening the nether. But if the nether doesn't exist yet, you can't strengthen it. If you want to prevent something from coming, okay, that's possible. But to strengthen something that doesn't exist yet, so that's a problem, right? The sugya of Davar Shelo Ba'Olam is a large one. And it comes up in many different areas to be Kona Davar Shelo Ba'Olam, to be Makadish Davar Shelo Ba'Olam. Here it's to be Mekim a Davar Shelo Ba'Olam. One of the earliest discussions, Al HaTorah, that we could have, right? This is fascinating because it's not just a Lumdish question discussed in Shas, but the Mefarshim on Parshas Toldos discuss this. The Arachayim HaKadosh quotes the Tshuvas of the Rivash and other Rishonim that discuss this in terms of the buying of the Bechorah by Yaakov Avinu. The Pasuk tells us that Vayomer Yaakov Yishavali Kayom Vayishava Lo Esav swears to Yaakov Vayimkar Es Bechorah Soli Yaakov. He sells the Bechorah. And the Shaila is, how could you sell the Bechorah? There was no Bechorah. Is the Bechorah something physical that, you know, the firstborn? Esav was the firstborn. How do you sell being a firstborn? You could sell an asset. He could sell his double portion. But how could he sell rights? What was this talking about? Avoda. The Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash was a right, but it didn't exist yet. So that's the problem the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh discusses. Maybe he quotes some, that's why there was a shvua that was made. Some Rishonim say that what's the problem of a Darsho Balaolam Machlokas? Whether it is a problem of a formal kinyan that you need a kinyan to be chal on something, or it's an umdina problem. Umdin daita, that's what the Gemara sounds like in Maseches Bamatzia Daf Tezayin, that it's a question of smichas das. So maybe if there is a shvua, explains some Rishonim, and the Aruch Chaim quotes it, that solves the problem, because somebody swears, then that shows they're serious. So that could solve the problem of umdina. If you have the other view, that the problem of Darsho Balaolam is because there's no chayfetz for something to be chal on, so then it would not help. And that's what the Aruch Chaim quotes, the Rivash, who quotes this idea from the Rush. That's why the Shvu is here, and the Rivash is not happy about it. He says, I don't know where the Rush says that. Lo Rush, velo Rabbi Chil, beno Chasimi Ale, vein litzlos, begavri ravavri, svara kazu, she'en la masha tismoch. I don't think that there's a basis to say that the Shvu would take the place. And then he says, anyway, I don't know why you're asking the question. That maybe before Maimon Har Sinai, there were different rules. Nitzna Torah v'Nitzchat Shalacha. Dover Shalom Balaolam might be a problem for us, but maybe it wasn't a problem for them. So don't ask me, I'm not even bothered. Gam Arayah Sheviyu Ein Lo Ikar Lefishoy Akodim Adibur Uman Leimalon Shlo Hayadam Makav Dover Shalom Balaolam Az. Right, the whole Shiloh, you're asking them to follow Halacha? Even if they follow Halacha, even if they did the Torah, they kept the Torah before it was given, who says that it was the same, as we know, the major sugya of Nitzna Torah v'Nitzchat Shalacha. Okay, maybe we'll talk more about that by the Shem on tomorrow's daf, but we'll stop here by the Tashma. Tomorrow is a major sugya of Shluch Shalom Kamoso and other issues that come up on the daf. Okay, we'll stop here.